Okay, so we're going to read again the original words of Rav Kook, just to review them. And then we'll go to, I think we're up to the Rambam on page 46. So we'll start with the words of Rav Kook, just because they're so holy. And we'll review them. And then we're going to see that Rav Yehuda has a
insightful way of looking at
it. No, he has a shir, basically. Mm-hmm. On the sheet of the Rambam in Mishnah Satzulis Baruch and in Mishnah Satzulis. So you get a little bit of the Rav Kook, you get a little bit of Rambam, and Shalom Aleichem. Says Rav Kook, Eretz Yisrael, or just review, Eina davar chitzoni, kinyan chitzoni l'uma. The land of Israel is not something external, an external acquisition for the nation. On page 41, you know. Rak b'tor emtza'i l'matara shel hitadut klalit. So that it would be it's a medium for the goal of national unity, strengthening the physical existence of the people of Israel, or even it's not just there to strengthen the spiritual existence of the Jewish people. Rather, it is an independent unit that is connected, bound with the bond of life with the nation. Chavukah b'sgulot pimiyot im mitziyuta. Chavuk means bound or connected, right, with internal segulos, with the presence of the nation of Israel. So it's almost like, the way I see it, he describes Eretz Yisrael as like a living thing. It's like alive. You know what I'm saying? Just like Am Yisrael has an aura and an existence independent of any individual person. So Eretz Yisrael is also an independent entity. You know what I'm saying? The way he's directing?
Okay.
As such, it's impossible to stand on the content of the segula of Eretz Yisrael and to bring out in actuality the depth of its love with any kind of intellectualizing, with rationalizations. You have to feel the Ruach Hashem on the whole nation. With that internal natural spirituality that's in the soul of Israel, that sends forth her hopes and her dreams and her desires, right, with these natural colors and all of the manners of natural, of healthy feeling. So the more holiness you have, and the more you feel this flow, this shining of this holiness of the land of Israel. Okay, so the more kedusha you have, the more you feel it. Hamamaleit chayim v'noam milyon levav kodshei harayon v'amukei hamachshava yisraeli, who fill with life and pleasure, exalted pleasure, the hearts of kedoshei harayon, right, those who are holy of idea, v'amukei hamachshava yisraeli, to those who are depth of thought, deep of thought of Israelite thought. So again, we spoke about this last week, this idea being that if you want to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, the more you appreciate Judaism, the more you think about it, the more you focus on Kedusha, the more connected you'll be to Eretz Yisrael. It's just the way it is. HaMachshavah d'var Eretz Yisrael, shirak erech hitoni, tedi hamat agudat ha'umah. So the people who think about Eretz Yisrael, that it's like an external value for the unity of the nation, afilu k'shival b'kedele batzer al yada, even when it comes the batzer to produce, to what did we say it meant?
To harvest. Grain.
To harvest, right. The idea, the Jewish idea in the exile, to guard its tzivyono, its existence, continuation. Or use Israel to say, oh, you can, you know, by proxy purchase a mitzvah, purchase a land, you know, a piece of land of Israel, and you know. You know, you buy like a one, but then can you do that? When you're able to do that, buy a one by one piece of land, and you know, fulfill the mitzvah of Tzivus Baris. What? Actually, right. Somebody asked me if I can fulfill the mitzvah Yishuv Baris Ayidei Shliach. He said, "Could you do it for me?" I said, "I don't know. I don't think so." Okay. So that idea, people who think that way, who think that Israel is just a means to an end. It's a means to do more mitzvahs. It's a means to bring the people together. It's a means of unifying and strengthening the Jewish people. Ein la priha ra'i l'kiyum. That will have no fruit that will exist, that will continue. Why? Because it's a, he says, that's a denigration of the great foundation of what Israel is, to say that it's just a way of doing more mitzvahs. The strengthening, the true strength of the idea of Judaism in the exile comes specifically from its shikuo, la shia, from its investment, but it's mental investment in Eretz Yisrael. And its hope of Eretz Yisrael will always receive its tchunotava atzmiot, its independent attributes. The hope for redemption is the thing that the strength that upholds the Judaism in Galus. And Judaism, Yahadut, Judaism in Eretz Yisrael, that is Yeshua, the salvation of the Jewish people. And I think, the more I read over what he says, think about how much Chazal built in the idea of hoping for salvation, for Yeshua, for redemption into normative Judaism today. Right? The Animamin, Mashiach, like all of Chabad and Chassidus, and a lot of, like all of Shemoneh Esrei and all of, think how many times you say, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Rekodesh B'nei Rav Yameinu, like Alamichya, and benching, and, Abba Rabba, and basically everything, right, is built into it, this notion of Tzipita LeYeshua. And when Judaism strips itself of Tzipita LeYeshua, what happened to the Judaism, any kind of Judaism? Yeah, right. So, you can set it, you peel there, you sell it or not, but that's what it is. Okay, turn page 46.
This isn't Zionist because it's a religious-based attitude, right? Wouldn't you say that's the difference?
What does that mean?
Well, Zionism doesn't necessarily have a foundation.
Well, Zionism is racist. What about secular Zionism?
You mean secular Zionism.
Yeah.
Right? Zionism, there's two types of Zionism. There's religious Zionism and secular Zionism.
The name Zionism.
Right, so Rav Kook just...
From what the origin?
Tzionut. Tzion.
I know how those things are by Tzion. But the idea of taking that name,
that's a couple.
Where is that from is really your question also. Is it coming from the 1890s? Or is it coming from
the
people had it?
Excuse me. It all stems from Judaism, and all that stems from Chazal. But the name Tzion is Tzion Berachamim.
So the name Tzion.
We want to return to Tzion. We belong in Tzion.
Just the name Zionism, though. That moniker.
Tzionut. It's not Zionism. Tzionut.
Okay.
Why isn't Yisrael the youth?
Right. Is that a connotation from the 1890s and the Freie people that were going there just to get away?
Who coined the term Tzionut?
Right.
That's like a Wikipedia question. You can look it up yourself. Go for it. Right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Meaning Tzionut, it was seen first and foremost as a secular movement. As a movement.
Right.
What? The Chiefs in after Pierce Kalischer and the leadership of some Rabbanim said, hey, one second, how did we lose Eretz Yisrael to the Chilonim?
Right.
Why should we give it up? Most Rabbanim said,
it's not our time.
Not our time, forget it. So you're asking me, Herschel, you're asking me, when you say Zionism, there's subsets to Zionism. Rav Kook would say that Zionism is a natural reaction of the Jewish people's desire, their internal desire to reconnect with the second half of their existence. I mean, why Zionism? I mean, really, it's true. It's a good question. Why Zionism? Why the Jewish people? Why wasn't Uganda good enough? Then you want to say, if it's all about creating a homeland to protect the Jews, why do we care where it is? Let it be Alaska. Why did it have to be Zion, Zion? These young people are totally secular. What do they care? You know what I'm saying? Do they care what the rabbis thought? Did they?
No.
Right.
So you're
so Rav Kook argues
going that, along with my question.
Yeah, so Rav Kook argues
he would confirm that this is different from secular
Zionism. From secular Zionism, yes.
But he's saying
he would say secular Zionism is an attempt of Zionism to spring forth, to come out. but it got, but they channeled it in their secular desires. They weren't able to channel it in a healthy religious way.
Even after that, they still channeled it towards Israel.
Right.
That Zionism is no different than your blood. It's a part of you. You can't separate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to come out, so they didn't understand almost, you could say, of what it was that they felt. But
right.
They needed.
Right. Yeah, they knew they needed something. They knew it had to do with Israel. And so they built up Eretz Yisrael. But
they're not going to agree with you.
No, Joe.
They all would not understand when you pose the question of why.
What's that?
You couldn't have put the, quote, more lush place, at least at that time. They never dreamed Israel would be what it is.
In Drummond, as I was saying,
we'll get to Germany. We'll get to Germany. Rabbi Yehuda has choice words for the German Jewish community.
My grandfather was officially expelled from college for being a Zionist.
In Germany?
No, in Russia.
In Russia, yeah.
They didn't say, maybe look at the paper.
Right.
For being a Zionist. I think they used to have a paper, you know. That's how she was. She was raised. My grandfather, he would never talk about religion. He always would say, your place is...
See, so that's exactly, you missed what he said. He said his grandfather in Russia would always say, never talked about religion, but he always said, your place is in Israel. And Rav Kook would say that built into the soul of the Jewish nation is an inherent connection to Eretz Yisrael. An unexplainable, unattainable, unrational, irrational, you know, it's just what it is. You have this connection. And it comes out. It's coming out. We're watching it come out. Okay, page 46. Around one of the classic questions. This is, I guess, good for Avram. He'll be happy with this. One of the classic questions that many people deal with is, if living in Eretz Yisrael is so important, why did the Rambam not include it as a mitzvah?
Right.
That's what it's saying. Right.
By the way, could you recall, could Rabbi Pachtel also mention that?
I don't remember what he said. We're there in Shulman in here.
Yeah, I believe it was along the lines of, it is so basic that it doesn't have to be enumerated as a separate mitzvah, because that is part and parcel.
Right, it's just like that, okay, Hashem.
Right, the Rambam is not, well, no, the Rambam actually considers Anochi Hashem to be a mitzvah. So that's a question. Because
yeah.
The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, he says, the mitzvah leidash, yesh aloha, is that this is one of the mitzvahs, one of the important mitzvahs, shedema Anochi Hashem alokecha.
But I'm the land, that's what I'm
calling it, no?
Yeah, sure. Yibahag, mostly it's called Kahim. I don't just happen to know that on the top of my head. I actually looked at this week.
It's more than the Ozudak saying.
Kind of want to maybe lead you to say, oh, yes, the Hag says that. Okay.
It's not that you need it. It's there.
Rambam Lomanat, let's read it. So this should be some review. We've seen this very well. The Sefer Mitzvah Shalot. Tamim Medabir Mazel. They all talk about it. V'yeta Mekash Kishim Ramim Havalim. Mekash Kishim. Some people are Mekash Kesh. Mekash Kesh. No, I think it means to are foolish.
Well,
that's foolish. They say silly things. Pasuk who says Rambam lo mana mitzvah zo lo mipnei shi pachot mi mitzvah ala mipnei shi yoter mi mitzvah. And Rambam did include it not because it's less, because it's more. Now, Rambam was saying for a mitzvah is yesh hagdarot yisodiyot mani kroot mitzvot. And the introduction said, well, this is a guy that it's important to learn. It's a very famous piece of Zionist Torah. Okay, how do you deal with this question, the Rambam? Yeshnam hagdarot systematiyot. There are certain systematic categorizations. The mashal, because the Rabbanan lo nichlal the sefer mitzvot. Right, the Rabbanan don't include the sefer mitzvot. The Mizrachis don't nichlal. Ze pashut imuvan mod. It's obvious, right? The Rabbanan don't get in. The Mizrachis do. When the Rambam had a list, a book of the mitzvot, right? He did not include mitzvot the Rabbanan. Only Torah mitzvot. You're right. Kach yesh mitzvot shehein pachot mi mitzvah. There are some mitzvahs that are less than a mitzvah, less than a teraisa, the umatzeh, yesh matzav od yoter mikach, mitzvah she'enim note, right? There are other mitzvahs that are not included. Don't be saying shein pachot mi mitzvah, al yinei shein yoter mi mitzvah. Not because they're less, but because they're more. Eilu mitzvot hei yoter mi mitzvah. What's a mitzvah that's more than a mitzvah? I mean, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. How can it be more? No matter, we'll say, mitzvot klaliot kololot. general inclusive mitzvah. We'll call them meta mitzvah. I named that now. I just got it up. Sounds good. Okay. Yidua ha-machol in ha-ramam ha-ramban. Ech shayichayim shayach l'imod ha-mitzvah ha-amunah shinashev in the mitzvah. Right? Can you, is emunah a mitzvah or not? But what are emunah a mitzvah? Aval hi yotam yotam in mitzvah. Hi yisod kol ha-yisodot. Sorry, kol ha-mitzvot. It's the foundation of all the mitzvot. Al-Kain, right? The Rambam does include it, that was right, see? Al-Kain, Rambam Kolel, is mitzvah de-emunah b'minyan mitzvot. The Rambam includes it. Amnam, akavana, lo le-emunah atzma, it's not emunah itself, faith, she mitzvah kolelet, ela le-birur ha-emunah, clarification of this faith. It's interesting he says it this way. L'chein, anusach sham enu l'hamin, ela le-da, if you learn Hechel Deos a number of times, Vayisat Yisoda, Yisodot, something Ha'emunot, or whatever it is, Leida Shiyesh Metzui HaRishon, Leida, to know. You don't have to believe it, you have to know it. Okay, and then you can talk about, you know, what does it mean, Leida, to know. V'lachein, Katav HaRambam, Sefer HaMitzvah, Shein Ro Limnot HaTziviyim HaKolalim HaTorah Kluma. Remember, right in his Kolalim, right? In his rules, he says, you know, I'm not going to write you all the mitzvot that are the meta mitzvot that are required to do the other mitzvot. That also explains our issue. Why did the Rambam not include Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the 613? The parish orachayim ala Torah who nogea beinyan arichos achayim ashlema leolam haba. Right, the Orach Chaim talks about Olam Haba. He says, "Ki Yeshivat Haaretz Hi Mitzvah Kolelet Kol HaTorah." Right, dwelling in the land includes all of the Torah. Dvarim Burim Hamatimim LaHagdarat Rambam. They match the Rambam. Now, by the way, I looked it up, and he does say it. I just never noticed. And the Orach Chaim, by the way, is not known classically as a Zionist Pirush. What would you say is the most Zionist parish on the Torah? Job, you know? Who's the most Zionist?
Ramban,
clearly, by far. Right, but Orach Chaim, I mean, it was not known per se as particularly Zionist.
Was saying after, also, he wasn't a
right. Okay. So, in Cain, if so, Yeshivat Ha'aretz Hi Mitzvah Kolela Kolela Torah Kula. Lo Rak She'ena Pachot Mi Mitzvah. Are you convinced now? Does it sound convincing?
He says
Emunah. Yeah, but the Rambam does include it.
Right, so yeah. Can you give me another meta mitzvah, as you call it?
I don't know anything. I mean,
I don't either.
What's another meta mitzvah?
I mean, because in order to be able to create.
Yeah, you could say, well, you know, because the Rambam does include Binyan Beis Hamikdash, right? Is that included in the Binyan Mitzvahs? Building Beis Hamikdash? Because it is a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. The Gadol. Is that a mitzvah included in the list?
No.
Mitzvah to build the land of it, to build the Beis Hamikdash. See, if that would be a good example. Because right, that would be something that you need to do. I mean, doesn't everybody know that Jews have to build the Beis Hamikdash?
Or is it coming down in fire?
What about Shabbos?
What?
Shabbos.
Shabbos is a mitzvah.
Shabbos is there. You have
a mitzvah kolalos.
I would have thought that there's a difference on Mrs. Kalelis because of the famous consciousness. It's like the blueprint for all the mitzvahs.
No.
That's how we do Mrs. Kalelis.
Right. Mitzvah Kalelis is something that a Jew needs to do in order to...
I would have been so much more comfortable with this.
We're just
able to bring another comparable mitzvah.
I understand what you're saying, totally. That's why I asked you if you found it compelling, the argument compelling. And it sounds good. It's like, sounds interesting. But I don't know.
What he's doing is creating the difference between how I see Rav Teichel and what Rav Cook is doing. Rav Teichel was not saying it's another mitzvah. It's infused within the person. It's not a mitzvah because that is a part of a person. What he is saying, it's even greater than a mitzvah that, of course, it's not enumerated. He's not saying the same
thing. He's saying, why would you have to count something? I mean, it's the same Torah. Why would you have to count something that's so fundamental to being a Jew? That's not even a mitzvah. It's an understanding.
Well, when he's creating two categories.
Is it a mitzvah to breathe?
Mitzvah and a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Shmartas
Dasasechem. It's not a mitzvah to breathe.
It's a mitzvah to protect your life. It's right. To protect your life, corollary to that, breathe.
I'm buying it. But, right, it's very, it isn't so compelling, I agree with you, except we have to read on. You have to see, because when you see it,
on it.
What?
He builds on it.
He's going to tell you, it's like Kiddush HaKadosh, the Rambam talks about it, the Rambam mentions it, so it's not like he's making it up. Okay.
Has it ever been thought of maybe that there is a Tais HaSeifer in the Rambam?
What?
Has anybody ever ventured forth with that thought?
On this particular mitzvah?
On this particular mitzvah, that maybe there was a Tais HaSeifer.
About what?
About Eretz Yisrael.
There is no, it doesn't exist, doesn't count.
Right.
That was one of the big Hasagas of the Ramban on the Rambam. If you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Hasagas on Ramban, on the Sefer HaMitzvos, you'll notice that the Ramban, it says, what do you mean? How can you not include in the Mitzvos? That's the big question.
It's close enough in era that he would have known.
What do you mean? Now, they didn't know each other.
No, they were asking. It was 100 years or so after. But I mean to say, he was close enough that had the Ramban said it, but...
Ramban clearly did not include it in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
Right.
Look, you'll see. I'm going to read you, and then he's going to go through it. Yeah. Mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh. Mitzvah Eshin. I should have photocopied this for you, but I didn't get to it. Kuf Eshin, 1 second, 17. Kuf Nun Gimel. So that's how the mitzvahs are organized in Eshin and Lo Taseh. Okay? And I'm not going to read it to you. It'll be hard for you to follow. So, you just have to kind of take his word for it, because he's going to quote most of it. Adavar Mikarer, Tetelcha Rambam, Od Yotiyah, B'mitzvahs Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay, what's Kiddush HaKodesh?
Basically,
what? Basically has to determine when the new months are. From this we learn, Shemekadshim Chodshim Ubaabim Shanim. Right, the mitzvah of Basin is sanctify months and do Ibur Hashanah, meaning to make leap years. So we know from the Gemara, Sheikar mitzvahs Ibur Shanim Bekiddush Chadashim. Who be Eretz Yisrael al Yidei based in Smuchim?
Right, that's the famous Gemara in Machlokes.
Yes, he's correct. There is a Gemara. Achshav nira eza chachma migdalek hamdivei Rambam. The Zulu lashon haRambam. This is what the Rambam says. Mitzvah kuf nun gimel hi shetivan lekadesh chodshim v'shanim v'zoi mitzvah kiddush haKodesh. Who amar yidalei haKodesh azel lachem rosh haChadashim. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. That this is the month, right? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says haKodesh azel lachem, it becomes a mitzvah for the Jewish people to designate their own calendar. And by the way, it's important to note, why is the calendar significant? Why is that such an important, why is that the first mitzvah of the Torah, really the first mitzvah for Klal Yisrael?
Rashi says,
yeah?
Because that is, first of all of our Yom Tovim stamp, and all of our other mitzvahs that are totally with, come because we're kaveh of the calendar and the times when they come out.
Fine.
The majority of them.
Good.
That's one reason. The second is because at that point we became a real nation.
Why? Right. The question is why. Because
Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim at that point.
No, but because if they, how you count it. What's the difference if they went out on the 14th of Nisan or they went out on April 17th? Who cares?
No.
That's a Chodesh Zalachem. It didn't change anything.
No, what we're saying, it's going by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the thing. It's not because it's going on Adis. That we learned about on the game.
Let's stop for a second.
Adis
answer right. My question. What's the difference if they go out on the same day,
right,
on April 17th, or Yud-Dalet B'Nissan? Well, how did that make them a people? So I'll answer it because I don't want to give this year. The answer is that a calendar, right? When you following a calendar gives you a sense of identity. It defines a people. You know, and you really, if you think about it, it's absolutely true. You know, what's today's date?
November 1st.
Right. Right. Which means
you're going after the
for Golus Yidden. You know what I'm saying? What's the answer? Is there a Chaf Marcheshvan or something like that? Chaf Aleph, whatever it is. See, I don't even know.
It's after the full moon.
You know what it is? I'll tell you honestly. You can tell me this. It's after Halloween and before Thanksgiving. It's inescapable here.
Right.
Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they'll say it's somewhere between Simchas Torah and Hanukkah. All the difference in the world. So your time, your reference of time defines you. So that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, I mean, you'll see how this is connected. The reason why Hashem said HaKadosh HaZalachem, that was the first mitzvah, was because in order, part of the process of Geula is creating your own identity. You can't just leave. You know, if they leave and they still act Egyptian and behave Egyptian and think Egyptian, you haven't accomplished anything.
They
So the Chodesh of Lechem is the first mitzvah. So the Rambam continues. Ubaha Perush, I'm in the third line. She'edut zot tehim besur lachem. Right, and it says explicitly that this testimony is given over to you. Ma'azal lachem, the Beis Din. Right, that you have to give over a testimony to Beis Din. Kolomar, she'mitzvah zol eno besur lachol ish v'ish. It's not a mitzvah for every person. Kamot Shabbos bereishis, she'kol ish yimnesh yisha yamayim min v'ish 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 v'ish. That's a mitzvah. Every person counts 6 days, and the seventh day you have to rest. So you don't have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kishyirea kol ish v'ish gamkein halavana she'igvah yom rosh chodesh. O yivnein yan tori yivyigvah rosh chodesh. O yayen ichur ha'aviv v'zulatom v'mashav v'ali sakel go v'yosiv chodesh. Right? He says just that a person, each person should say, you know, I think I should add another month. Or how about, let's make it daylight savings time. I'm sorry, that only in America they do that. You know? Maybe this month, I'm going to start the new month now. That's not the idea. It doesn't happen that way. Ava mitzvah zu lo yaseh ota lo'olam ela beitim gadol levad u'be'eretz Yisrael levad. Right? It's only the beitim gadol and it can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. V'lachen bitva ha'ri'ya zlenu hayom. That's why it's God. Okay? So it's interesting, by the way, did you know that Kiddush HaChodesh is really only in Eretz Yisrael? I forgot about it.
It went to Chutz La'aretz until Rav Meir then went there to argue that it should be brought back. And there was a fight, and then Bavel was masked and looked over.
Right. Well, we'll talk about it. Ashav hu magdir. Now he grabbed Rambam is categorizing. Kol ha-Yiddishkeit shel achshav. Right. All the Yiddishkeit today, Omer HaRambam, he b'v'chinat shlichutai de'kamai ka'avdina. Right, everything we have today,
Zeicher.
No, meaning we're sort of extension of their shlichus. Right, they started it and we're continuing it. That's right.
You just put it up for Yiddish guy?
Yeah, Yiddish guy.
Yeah, I do.
Right, in Israeli, how did an Israeli not know what a Yiddish guy is? Anachnu mashichim l'kayeh yikrai kodesh, apin mashnikva me'az mikedem. Right, we are following based on what was established then. When you now paying shana based in 2,000 years ago, based on what Chazal said way back then, that's what we do today. It was based on there. He says he's quoting the Rambam. Therefore, right, Adris is not here anymore. The head there based in Gadol. Head there means when since there's no based in, it's missing. Kamosha b'talakar v'asa karbanos behead there hamigdash. She says. That's why he says, it's so interesting. Why don't we have halacha in our days? Why isn't there a chazal? Why can't we reestablish new halachas and and change old halachas? There's no Sanhedrin. There's no Beis Din HaGadol. So just like you can't bring korbanos, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Halachay kibnu v'tel haminim anikraim karayim. That's why the karayim messed up. The karayim felt, I guess, that it was, the karayim really, they had a torch about that. People in karayim, the karayim did not have a torch about that. But they had a tradition. But it was an evolving tradition. And you know what happens when your tradition evolves? It self-implodes. We're watching it today. Yes, it's a tradition. We adhere to tradition, but we believe that tradition has to continue to evolve and change. So what happens when it evolves and change? It's gone. Islam, Einam Sheikham Masar, the Hakabala Binyana Yomto, Kirsa Chodesh. They don't have a Kabbalah, they don't have the tradition as it was passed down. So now, when the Rambam is going to continue, and we meet a deep idea of the Shafam Yichel and the Rambam. So the Rambam says the following: "Bezeh Shoresh Gamkein Shelo Yodu Gamkein Zulati Michlal HaRabbanim." He says this is also another principle that many of the rabbis would not agree with. Lo Rak Hakareim Lo Hudu Alagam Mitoch HaRabbanim Yesh Keilach Hosvi Binyan Zek Mo Kareim. He says there are other people also that don't agree with this principle. Okay? That not everybody agreed with, he says. And they walk in darkness. Now I'm talking about other rabbis. Know that understanding and figuring out, right, that the months and the holidays, EF shall asoto elevate el levad ube ega Torah.
We could just have one day advantage
now. If you have the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, it cannot be done outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Right, he's talking about those people who want to just make it one day.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Oh, you mean outside the Chutzlart, you mean?
Yeah. No, he's saying these are the Rabbanim, because these are the ones who don't accept.
No, I think he's talking about the Rabbanim complex. He's making people the Rabbanim side. He said, one second. Uvizet tau aminim, and he cried, Kaan, the Zakarayim. Uvizet, you saw it, you got him called a Rabbanim, local Rabbanim, I'm doing. Right, the hechelu mehamigashishim imahem becheskat ha'afela. Right, they walk in darkness. One second. He doesn't say who they're talking about. The Rambam was talking about here. It's not clear who are the rabbanim walking in darkness. People who wanted to reestablish the. You think about the months. I think he was talking about people who don't understand the importance of Israel, of the centrality of Eretz Israel. We'll see in a second.
What he's saying then is that. The Kiddush HaChodesh, the ability to set the month, is really not something that rests in Klai Yisrael, it rests in Beis Din.
Right, Beis Din?
In Eretz Yisrael. I mean to say
Beis Din.
As opposed to, because right. We always make a distinction.
Why?
We always make a distinction in Shabbos and
Yom Kippur.
Obviously, there's some inherent connection between the Beis Din HaGadol and Eretz
Yisrael. We always make a distinction between Shabbos that's not, that's Min HaShemayim, has nothing to do with what a person wants in heaven.
I think we disagree. Clearly disagree.
Yes.
He would say, yes, you have to keep Shabbos in Chutz Laaretz. But you're keeping Shabbos in Chutz Laaretz is an entirely different animal, a fundamentally different behavior than keeping Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, that's what's coming out, basically.
Right, and he said, "How?" He said, "You want me?" And you would say, "Okay, explain it to me." What would he say to you?
You have to learn in order to understand.
He said, "I can't. It has to be something you feel and appreciate and understand." He said, "That's what he said. Right. It's not something. They're not issues that could be."
And that's always, you know, the famous thing. If you can't explain it, that's a wonderful way of shirking the question.
That's not true.
But that's not what he said.
Right. It's not true. I mean, I can tell you empirically. You know, that's the Supreme Court. I don't know remember which justice it was. He said, describe the difference between art and pornography.
One man's treasure.
He said, I
when
can't.
You see it, you know it.
Right. He said, I can't explain it to you, but when I see it, I know it.
Right. That's how he put it.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things that are not articulatable.
Right.
You know, describe the like I said, last thing I think of, the beauty of Shmir Shabbos, the tranquility of Shabbos. Describe it. You can't, because it's not something it's a feeling.
Correct.
You know?
You had to be there.
Right, and that's what I mean, Matt, when I said this whole cook thing, it's not something that's, you know, it's very like, it's almost the opposite of Rav Soloveitchik, it's cerebral, and we're going to categorize it, and we're going to discuss it, and rip it apart, and pull it back together. And Rav Cook comes in and says, listen, you might not understand a word I'm talking about, but trust me, I know what I'm talking about. You know, and it's a different kind of learning. It's a different kind of, you have to free your mind to accept it. And the more you free your mind to accept it, the more open you are to something. And I think we all know that's true. Sometimes when a person is skeptical about something, it's just not going to happen. I mean, to be honest with you, people say this to me about brachos from great rabbanim. You told this to me, I think. And someone said to me, brachos only work if you believe they're going to work.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe they're going to work, then they don't work.
My father has a bark. He says, Atir birchas hegit kalavei nefa. Why? Because the bracha, whether it's from the biggest tzaddik or from the simple person, is all really comes from Hashem.
If you ask a satna chassid, who's got a bracha from a satna rabbi, he believes in his rabbi has the koach to give, you know what I'm saying? Right. I don't. But he would argue, that's why your brachas don't work. Okay, I can accept that. Anyway, Rambam continues. Rakasher, he says, Rakasher magia hajman, yeshorach v'ibur amarbi. You're going to do when you need to, and it's time. 4 lines in the bottom. U'beheder hachachamim eretz Yisrael. Right? When there is no hachamim, az eshar lebeitin hasamuch be'eretz Yisrael. Siyam shich gam b'chus arach. Then a Beis Din who got shmicha eretz Yisrael can continue, but only if they got shmicha. About rak mitoch mashen ismach be'eretz Yisrael. Hatchala, hayeshod, the beginning, the foundation, hu mitoch shlichutai shachach me'eretz Yisrael. Right? And let's say that Beis Din gets shmicha to another Beis Din. The second Beis Din can't do it. Sheyaveir ha'shanim b'yikvah chadashi b'chutz la'aretz, k'mo sh'asad Rabbi Akiva, k'mo sh'izbar b'tam. That's how Rabbi Akiva could do it. Hey, Shorosh HaGadol, next page, 49 to 10. Shorosh HaGadol. ובזה קושי, זה זמן מבינדינג'וס, קושי גדול וחזק, והידוע תמיד שבאיזה נגדל אמנם היה בארץ ישראל. והם שיקבו חדש של ביאה בירושלים בפנים המקופלות עצמם ובקיבוצם גם כן. So he says, you know, it was always done only in Israel. הרמב"ם מוסיף עוד שורש ברור וחזק. ובכאן שורש גדול משרשי האמונה. It's very strong language. It is one of the roots of faith. לא ידעוהו ולא יתבונה במקומו, אלא מי שדעתו עמוקה. Is what the Rambam say? In other words, let me read those words again. Lo yaduhu v'lo yidbonei b'mkomo ela mishadato amuka. You won't understand it and you won't realize it and you won't know it unless da'ato amuka. You have depth of das, of knowledge. Unless you're holding. Sounds very similar to what Rav Kook just said. Okay? Safar Yuchedah, very specific language.
Rambam didn't say it.
What?
Eretz Yisrael.
No, this is Rambam. He's reading the Rambam.
No, he said
read on. V'zeh shehayutenu hayom b'chutz la'aretz. Read on. Yeah. Our existence in Israel, anachnu galim zeh b'chutz la'aretz, u'monim shanim chadashim, monim b'melechet ha'ibur shebiyadenu. Right, we count the melechet ha'ibur, the calculations in our hands. V'omim shezeh hayom r'shchodesh, v'zeh hayom yom tov. We never said it was Yantif. But only it counts, not because Hillel HaKatam was right, but it was because he was right and it was in Eretz Yisrael. Zeh Hayom Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Umei Omram Shezeh Hayom Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov Yeh Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. Meaning, because 2,000 years ago, right, that somebody calculated when Shavuos is going to be in Tafshin Samechet, they were Mekadosh Tafshin Samechet. Not today, not us, nothing.
Wow.
Whether they calculated it or they saw it. You have to call it. They have to say it. We figure out what was the day that they established way back then. Umihem, when Shalomar, he says, B'nei Eretz Yisrael
looking at it.
Yeah. This is Rav Kook talking, Rav Yehuda. Hemshech ha-yahadut v'amasor shal B'nei Eretz Yisrael me'az ikedem, hu mitoch yesod ha-achizah b'yahadut b'chutz l'aretz. Right, it's the foundation of achizah, of holding on to the Judaism of Chutzlaretz. Ki b'melacha hazot ashma monim mekovim lo b'riya. Right, they established it not with riya. They said, okay, we can establish it on cheshbonos, but it's only because they established it. Right. It's not like you thought that the reason why it's Rosh Chodesh is because they figured out when the moon cycle would be, and they figured out to the exact thing.
They told us how to go about it. It's not that they told us how to go
right.
about it.
They were mekadosh.
They predicted it, so they're tantamount to having proclaimed it. Now all we're doing is realizing what they've done.
Right.
Wow, what a different way.
It gets even better, much, much more powerful. If you don't have Riya, you don't have witnesses, there's no Beis Din. Right? There, the fact that they were in Eretz Yisrael, this idea of Al Kviyatam Kviyut Hamshech Masarot of Eretz Yisrael, the Yismoch Lo Chesboneinu, Aval Chesboneinu Hu Megilei Milso Be'Alma. And we're just figuring it out. Okay, good. And that, by the way, he's quoting the Rambam. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's listening to Rav Yehuda talking. This, you would think this is an essay Rav Kook would write.
Right.
Okay, this is Rambam talking. Rambam Mosif Havein Zeh. He says Havein Zeh Hitev, and he says Vehina Ni Mosif Lecha Be'Yur. Okay, because of my lo yudu lo yibonim b'makomo yishadato amuka. He said before, if you don't have deep understanding, you won't get this. Nachshav amar havein ze, understand this. I'm going to explain it to you. Tzichim ba'ol lahamiyuk ulevarer echad dvarim mekusharim l'Eretz Yisrael. You better understand how connected this idea is to Eretz Yisrael. Ilu hinach nederach mashal shebnei Eretz Yisrael yadru Eretz Yisrael. Rambam says, if let's assume that there were no Jews in Israel. If this would happen, it would shake and uproot The whole chagrin of Jews in Chutzlaret. Harei Hamshecha Mitzvot B'Chutzlaret, Hu B'nei Sheyesh Yehudim Shomrei Torah Mitzvot B'Eretz Yisrael. There must, he says, that the very being, the existence, the ability of the existence of Judaism in Chutzlaret directly responds,
it corresponds,
right? It emanates from the fact that there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? As he says, I'm going to read you the Rambam because it's hard to kind of follow. I need to just read you the words of the Rambam. Ilu yinachnu l'mashal, so b'nei Eretz Yisrael yadru Eretz Yisrael, he says, chalila la'el me'asod zot.
We see that.
He does get on, but right, it's hard to follow in a sense.
Right.
He says, God forbid to ever suggest that there should ever be a time in Jewish history that there wouldn't be people keeping Torah in Eretz Yisrael, even somebody. It has to be. Even Karad Abidun Zanzakin, Hare Hamshech HaMasorah Tachutz HaRetz Kibin Neshi Yeshi Yudim Shem Mitzitzit, Aram HaMasir HaShirut Zod, he says it's a possibility, mentions it, U'mizdazimiyah Mizdazeah, he trembles, Chalila La'el Miyasot, so God forbid that should ever happen. Yafshar, for Eretz Yisrael Tiyah Lagam Yisho Memam Yehudim, it's impossible. For Eretz Yisrael to be desolate of Jews, Chalila, God forbid, Shemnei Yesh Yisrael Kulam Yazmu Et Eretz Yisrael, why? Kihu hivtiach shelo yimcha otot ha'uma mikol v'kol. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that we would never be ultimately totally removed. Hashem Yisbarach hivtiach shelo yimcha otot ha'uma mikol v'kol. Aval ilu haya matzav kazeh, if that happened, God forbid, v'lo yeshum beitin v'lo yeh b'chuz la'aretz beitin sh'nismach v'aretz, and there was no beitin left over that got smich in Eretz Yisrael, hinei cheshboneinu zeh lo yo ileinu klum v'shum panim. He said, our whole calendar will go out the window.
This is Rambam talking.
Yes.
The Rambam, bold print.
If he shein lanu lachshov chadashim la'aber shanim b'chutz la'aretz, ela b'tanayim haniz karim. We are only allowed to establish and to figure out the months, assuming, so it's not just that they figured it out then back there. They figured it out, plus we're riding on the coattails of the fact that somebody is living in Eretz Yisrael as a Jew. Apiyam shech me'eretz Yisrael, Hamshel shall beitim should be yisodo samuch be'eretz Yisrael because of the continuity of Israel. Kamo should be arnim ki mitzion teitei Torah. Torah comes from Zion. Ushiv bonei mishiyesh lo seichel shalem. L'shanot atamud b'kavana zeh itve'er lo kol masher amud be'ir ein safek bo. Says if you figure out what Chazal talked about ki mitzion teitei Torah, you'll understand that it's an ongoing fundamental Jewish principle. Ki mitzion teitei Torah. That Judaism is fundamentally and inherently connected to Tzion. Now,
so when we say this, Bilbo Olam moved everybody around, even at that time there were still Jews in Israel.
Yes.
And even after
somebody,
Columbus,
right,
there had to be some Jews in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Like when, was it the Shalach HaKadosh came? I mean, the name of the name.
That's Yerushalayim. When he said Israel, that's not saying where the Bezim's going to sit in Yerushalayim, because it moved to Yav and moved all over.
But what is he proving here?
What do you think
that
he's proving?
Israel
the prophecy of Eretz Israel to Judaism.
Yeah.
The Rambam.
According to the Rambam.
But
according to the Rambam.
Fine, but he has not shown me anything about it's a mitzvah collect.
No, but he's saying, the Rambam says, and I find this extremely compelling.
I think it's a little...
The Rambam says, in his own language, he says all of Judaism, he uses this, for some reason, he uses Kiddush HaChodesh as a springboard to show, he says, all of Judaism flows from the fact that Jews are living in Israel.
Avada.
Not Avada. Meaning, what does it mean, Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah? That Torah is dependent on Tzion. It's fundamentally, it's inherently connected.
It's
so,
the lifeline.
That's right, the lifeline. So you're going to tell me the Rambam, the Rambam didn't include it in the Minyan and Mitzvot.
Because
it's not a commandment.
He lived there.
It's not a commandment for you to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a fundamental principle of fact that Jews are, they have to be there. It's so critical and crucial and fundamental to Judaism, to the existence of Judaism. It's not anything that...
We have no calendar.
No, nothing.
Based on what he's saying, could we have said something else?
Yeah, he didn't.
That it's not that by default, there will always be somebody there.
See,
and so there's no mitzvah on the individual
Again, you're thinking about Mr. Kollel as like the Rav. Like you're not in the Rav Shirin.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Don't think there's Mitzvah Kollelet and Mitzvah Miuchedet. When he means Mitzvah Kollelet, think about a Mitzvah Kollelet as an all-encompassing fundamental
I understand that,
value of Judaism. Do you know what I'm saying? A fundamental Judaism value.
I think that they say that about Shabbos, they say that about...
In the Rambam? The Rambam is a cool
session. In the Kula Kedem Kolam Mitzvah.
Yeah.
There's a famous thing, though, of how
I have
to find a Gula.
I can do that
for. I happen to find, you know, when you read this in the Rambam, I find it just the way he talks about the language around him, the language he uses, just know it. He says, and you can see how he says it. He says, "Zehu Yisrael Shagam Kol Rabbanim Lo Kol Rabbanim Do Alam." Not the rabbi understood this, right? And then he's Parish Sheichimu Migashashim Imayim Bechaskata Feila. This is what he's saying. He's saying they're like groping in the dark, and you know that's exactly the way Rav Kook would describe it. If you don't get Eretz Yisrael as a fundamental idea, a principle, as so central to Judaism, it's like, you know, you're grasping at straws. You're like, let's do this mitzvah, let's do that mitzvah. It's like, let's pick mitzvahs. Let's, you know, but without Eretz Yisrael, it's all, like, to tie it all together. Can you imagine saying, oh, we're going to do mitzvahs, but I don't believe in Am Yisrael. I don't believe in Klal Yisrael as a principle.
Humanistic.
No. God forbid, I will worship Baruch Shalom.
Oh.
I just don't believe in Klal Yisrael as an idea.
Oh.
I'm an individual Jew. I'm a Jew. Is the notion of Klal Yisrael fundamental to being a Jew?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All of our brothers are like that. I'm Klal Yisrael.
Everything is, you know, right. So he's saying Eretz Yisrael is exactly the same. If you can imagine a Judaism independent of Eretz Yisrael, you have no idea what Judaism is. And unfortunately, I would say that many people could imagine Judaism without an Eretz Yisrael. They said, no, it's a mitzvah.
Not
ideally, but...
I don't know anybody who would argue that...
Could they imagine a Judaism, a fulfilling, a Judaism independent of Eretz Yisrael?
If we don't have Israel, that won't stop us, is what they'll say.
Well, whatever. You're right, it's not full, it's not a... But Yiddish guy is still Yiddish guy. Right. Rav Kook would say, you're just nuts. Rav Rambam clearly would say, you just have no idea what Judaism is all about. No, it's a Gaulish modality. It seems clear that Rambam says that. And he says it's just a language he uses. You have to find me another example around I'm using this kind of language. Right? Havein Zeheke, know it well. And he says, if you understood what the ideas are talking about, people understood what this meant.
Just to be the devil's advocate, but you could say that the Rambam is focusing on the fact that the Beis Din has to be located in Eretz Yisrael.
Many Rabbanim
think,
he says there has to be a present nowadays there's
correct.
No calendar. If there's no Jews in Israel, there's no calendar anymore, he says.
Right.
No, because it's been set by the Beis Din.
He also added, and if there were ever a time, God forbid, if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael,
Nothing
would be out the window.
Everything would shrivel up.
There would be nothing.
Spiritual lifeline to the Jews.
Because
it's a promise.
The way
it's a promise that Hashem. Harez
az lo hayach es boneinu ze malilan in klal. The chesbon that they figured out back then would be worthless.
Why?
Because
it's a promise that Hashem said will never.
I don't think so. I think he's saying because
it's interesting. The Navi puts the promise as, I will return you to Israel. The Navi says...
No, he said, God forbid that would happen because God forbid that God promised it would happen. He's saying, but understand, it won't happen. Because God promised it won't.
Yeah.
But we can sure that it did.
God forbid it would happen.
But it did. What would happen to your Kiddush HaChodesh? What happened to your months and your years? And then your Yom Kippurs and your Rosh Hashanahs and your everything?
What he's saying is that the fabric of Judaism will fall apart.
Correct.
By definition, that
the fabric. So think about what does it mean that the fabric of Judaism would fall apart because there was not a God-fearing religious Jew in Eretz Yisrael? Who cares?
Right.
What is what is, you know, Yanko Shlomo ben Chaim's, you know, meager existence in Nevei Daniel? Nobody else is left.
Right.
Look at me. I'm Shomer Shabbos, I've got my Kolel, I've got, you know, but the Rambam would say, if that one guy, he's the last guy there, left, pack it all up, not worth anything.
And the Rambam's not saying this to his generation that they should try to support Israel.
No, he didn't say that.
He's not a fundamentalist trying to rally the troops in a terrible
situation. This is in Mishnah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, when he says the Mishnah Kolel,
and says, therefore, you all should get up and move there, which is something which is, it would make sense as a logical extension that the, if that's,
no, I don't agree, because it would,
why doesn't the Rambam say,
if you have to say that, I think the idea being,
no, if you could say that about that,
because Baruch Hu said, God said it,
centrality,
kitavo el aris, how many times does the Baruch Hu say kitavo, 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 kitavo,
yeah,
yishavtim osa, okay, the Rambam would say, I think the Rambam felt, honestly, to be honest with you,
yeah,
sometimes you don't want to say something, why?
Because
if I have to say it, it minimizes its importance.
Okay, I mean, that's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility.
A lot of,
because then you relegate it. Because then you relegate it to a, you relegate it to a detail. You relegate it to a detail. Oh, one of the things that you have to do. You say, no, it's not one of the things that you have to do.
Chazal also didn't make.
Chazal also said you have to wear tzitzis. Chazal also said you have to wear tzitzis.
And you have to move to Israel.
But the Ramban, no, that's not a good argument. The Ramban clearly felt it was a
tzitzis. The Ramban did.
Correct.
Right. I think by other mitzvahs, the Rambam does spell it out.
Like what?
Even though, by any other mitzvah, just mitzvah say, like, to take a lulav.
Right.
Even the Chutzpahs.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know.
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm very honest with you. Maybe the Rambam didn't feel that on an individual level,
right?
That it was.
I agree that he's stating the centrality to Eretz.
No, maybe the Rambam didn't feel that on an individual level it was incumbent upon any specific individual to be there. You could say that,
but there has,
I think
there has to be something existing.
But how anyone who? But I think what he's trying to say is
flickers out.
But he's saying, forget somebody. He says, if you have any sense of what you just said is all about, it's, you won't need somebody to tell you to do it.
The candle is flickered. Yeah, I mean, it's,
you're not listening. You're not hearing what I'm saying. If you have any, if you read this Rambam, read the Rambam. So you say, oh, yes, the Rambam didn't tell me to be there.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not listening then. Do you know what I'm saying? If all of Yiddishkeit flows from the presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael,
right?
So you need somebody now to tell you to be there. If all of Yiddishkeit flows from Limud HaTorah, so somebody has to go tell you, Gabe, you must personally learn?
But they do.
Because? You understand what I'm saying?
I'm saying they do by that mitzvah. Yeah.
I happen to also believe, I thought about this a lot. I have a problem with that Rashi. Why? Because there's another lecha in the Torah. Shlach lecha anashi. Right? Shlach lecha.
Levine talks about that.
Good, I'm talking about that. What's shlach lecha in Rashi?
If you want to.
In tirtzeh, if you want to, shlach lecha. No tirtzeh. I believe that the taich of lech lecha can be exactly the same. Lech lecha. Rabban Shalala did not say, Vayomer Hashem, Vaydaber Hashem al Avram lemor, lech al Eretz Kanaan.
He didn't tell him where to go even. He had to search.
Right.
That's the
why? Why didn't Hashem say that? I believe that is because Eretz Yisrael has to be something that Jewish people are nikne on their own.
Remember the rub what we had about that?
Isn't it unusual that this is such a, there's something so fundamentally, fundamental to the Jewish people, and it's like still one of those things that no one can agree on.
But you know the
story. You know what I'm saying? If you want the excuse, if you're looking for it, it's a kilvus, it's a chiyuvus, it's a mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't count it, you know what I'm saying? So even Avraham Avinu could have said, please, do me a favor, God.
No, but you remember what we learned in the Rav, that was the last time that we learned Allah Tshuva?
Yeah.
That's how we ended, with that post of the Lech Lecha. And to say that, remember we were talking two types of tshuva. One is Abcharot ala Avar, and the other is Kabbalah ala Asid, an idea that I want. This Lech Lecha is Avram. Remember, this is how you said it.
I remember, yeah.
Let me, because it was beautiful. I said it over because of you. The concept of that, what real tshuva is, I mentioned to Rav Shmuel Irons, he loved it.
Yeah.
He said, what if the concept of lech lecha, of real tshuva, means that I realize where I want to go and I mesh, as you said, the Rav said, not what I say I want to do and what I am doing, I put those two together. So that means I have to fundamentally change, because you put, if I say here's where I want to go, but I never change where I'm going, that means I'm really where I'm going is my truth.
Okay.
So when I move that lech lecha for you, what that means, and that's how the Rav ended it, it's because this is what you want to do. It's not just what Tevas Chaladosa, but this is what you want to do.
Okay.
This is what your choice has been.
Okay.
And that's how you put it. So this is really what's cut.
There's a sforno at the end of Parshas Noach that says that the question is, why didn't Terach make it into Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Because it says Avram and his family, everybody, Terach went with him. I mean, the Meshachok, who brings it?
Right.
Someone says, where was, no, the Ramban. The Ramban says, where was Avram really from? And we always say he's from Orkastim.
Right.
Say, no, he was from Haran.
Right.
So they went back to Haran, because everybody had intention to go to Israel. The Sforno says, everybody
did,
there
right?
was something special about Israel.
Right.
It had Avira de Machim, and it wasn't affected by the flood. You know, if you will, like the, I think it's the Machlokas, whether Eretz Yisrael was included in the flood or not. So everybody made it to Haran. But then what happened was Terach got bogged down there. But Avram kept going. So really, they knew that there was something special.
I believe it. I believe that it's such a thing that, you know, either because Baruch Hu said it to me, but when there's a choice, it can't be an element of you know, Baruch Hu did not want it to be an element of Chia for whatever reason. He wanted it to be something that stems from the individual. You know, because if it was a chiyuv, like why wouldn't it just, wouldn't it have been easier for the Torah to say, you know, Vayom HaShem Moshe Lemur, you know, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, Sheyelchu l'eretz Yisrael, Tami v'yam yirni l'dor sehem. It would have been debatable, and then, you know, you wouldn't have had, there would be no kol here, because it wouldn't be possible, because everybody would know that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, chiyuvis b'chol ha'doros, b'chol d'oraisa. Why not do that?
But before the 1800s, everybody agreed that Eretz Yisrael was a place for the Jews.
Why did Rabbi Shalom do that?
And all these arguments started coming up.
This was,
I don't know.
That Rashi, Rabbi, that Tanani Oz Ba'aretz.
Yeah.
So it's Rashi. Hoya Holech B'Kavish Et Eretz Yisrael Mizarish Shem.
Yeah.
Tanani went and captured the land from the children of Shem. This is Rashi. Why? Shebishel Kelko Shal Shem Nosla. The land.
By the way, it just means that Abraham was holy.
Listen,
Rashi. Rashi says, "Hayahu b'akanani az Abraham went and was called Beishem.
Right, he wanted to. And what you were saying, they all wanted. They were all pining to go to Israel. Is because Haran, because Terach was from Shem, just like Abraham was from Shem. So he was going back to his land. So the chalta was a Shem nafla. The land of Israel fell into the chalik of Shem, where kishechilik Noach es eretz levonah. When Noach said, divided the world to three children, he gave Eretz Yisrael to Shem.
Yeah.
And now shenemar malchut tzedek melech shalem. However, Canaan went and by force threw the descendants of Shem out and took it for himself. So all of Shem is saying, it's ours, we want to go back and get it. Lefikach, this is why over here, Vayemar Hashem El Avram, Nezarecha etein es ha'aretz hazos, Osir ani lahag zira levonecha shehem yizaru shel Shem.
Okay, wait, let's stop for a second. We're gonna stop here, even though it's sort of in the middle of the piece, but he made his point about the Rambam. You know, I think that I found it very compelling. The Rambam says something, he says really strongly. I mean, more strong than you see almost anything else when you read the Rambam. Mr. This, Mr. That, Mr. This, Mr. That. And all of a sudden it just goes off. You know, I have no idea why he threw it into the mitzvah of Chodesh Zelachem. But it's in there. And it's in the words of the Rambam. It's nobody's making it up. And you know, it's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So do the Rambam think it was a mitzvah or not a mitzvah?
clearly he didn't count it, because he was writing in mitzvahs. He's like, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this.
And he understood the importance.
Right. But so what? You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for an excuse, you say, well, the Rambam didn't consider it a mitzvah. So, Zanshulunar. Just read what the Rambam says, and then see, does that matter? Should that matter to you? Because if you cared about what the Rambam cared about, right, how, if it was so important to him, if it was if not a mitzvah, why did he try so hard to get there?
Where is it in the Rambam?
Rambam, Mitzvah's essay, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. And that's Rav Kook's argument. That you know, it doesn't matter what you call it, he says a mitzvah klali. Forget the word mitzvah. Just consider it a fundamental principle of Jewish everything. And if you say that, then what?
We call it
a fundamental tenet of Judaism.
Is Eretz Yisrael.
Is Eretz Yisrael. You have to live there or not? You have to live there or not? That's up to you. That's what I believe. If you don't think so, then you don't think so. And if you don't think so,
but don't deny the fact.
Then I just tell you one thing. You really don't get it.
And if you're saying it's because the Rambam didn't listen to Sefer HaMitzvahs, well, look what you wrote about Eretz Yisrael in Sefer HaMitzvahs.
Right. All right, I'll stop here.